Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that our good friend Tom Anastasi is back on the show. Dr. Tom Anastasi, he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been helping small business owners put their best foot forward in the marketplace for a long time, and he's been associated with the Harvard School of public health, the School of Public Health. He also Daniel Webster College, but I think the thing he's the most proud of, and the part that his mother is really proud of him for, and that's the fact that he's a member of my Brain Trust. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Oh, my mom is. She is. And thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Yeah, I'm sure your mom's saying, so, you're on the radio. It's come to this. All that money we put in your education, and you're hanging out with this radio guy. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. It's Black Friday, and by now my audience knows that I'm not a big fan of Black Friday. That I think it's the last ditch vestige of Madison Avenue's manipulation of customers. I don't think it's going to last. I think it's going to wind up being. I think the day will come in our lifetime when there won't be a Black Friday because it'll be basically, you know, unnecessary because customers. The bottom line from today forward in what I'm calling the age of the customer, customers have control, and whatever they don't have today, they're going to have it tomorrow. And I think customer control is going to wind up being the end of Black Friday. What do you think?
Oh, I agree completely. And if you look at the sales of, let's say, from last week till next week, people are going to spend exactly what they would have spent.
Yeah.
It just you're basically robbing Peter to pay Paul. And
you're either delaying behavior or you're advancing behavior. You're stealing from last Tuesday or you're stealing from next Tuesday. But you're not really accomplishing anything, and all you're doing is manipulating people. And I don't think people will allow you to continue to do that forever. Now this is being discussed by a couple of guys. Should you think the ladies would feel differently? I mean, they love shopping.
Yeah, well, my wife left for the big Black Friday sales at 10 o'clock last night.
Wow!
And she's with her sister, and she's still not home.
So
do
you think they would agree with us? Or you think they would disagree with us?
Well, you know, guys tend to be very destination shoppers. I mean, most guys would rather go into a snake pit than a shoe store.
Right.
I worked with a large shoe company a few years ago, and I actually observed people buying shoes all over the country. I mean, guys would go in and say, I need a black pair of shoes. I may need to be 9. And they go in, they buy them, they leave, and they get out as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
When women go into a shoe store, they're looking at shoes. They're not sure if they're going to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
And the process is very, very different. And
well, see, you and I are looking for footwear. Women are looking for cute.
Yeah.
And I'm not casting aspersions, ladies. Think about it. My wife will say, I say, why do you like shoe shopping so much? She said, because they always fit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. Whatever, if they have your size, it always fits.
Yeah, and guys tend to be very.
But Black Friday is much more than shoes, Tom. It's a lot of different things, and I'm trying to help small business owners who are not the ones who are driving Black Friday. Black Friday is being driven by Wall Street, Tom. Wall Street putting pressure on big box retailers who are publicly traded. That's where the pressure's coming from, and small business owners are not getting. They need to try to find a way to fight that, to defend themselves against Black Friday. And I think they can do it. What do you think?
They can. Now, for instance, in Nashua, New Hampshire, where I live, and I know there's other towns that do this. on Saturday night, they're having something called the Holiday Stroll. And this is all throughout Main Street, you know, typical Main Street in a small town in New Hampshire. Well, it's a city. But what they do is they have maybe 200 different acts. They've got some theater groups. They've got chorales. They've got performances. And they also open up all the stores. Now, they're not giving the giant discount. But they are, I mean, sometimes there's some promotions and things like that, but it's mostly getting people away from the mall and into these small little stores, and you're going to be able to find things there you could never find at the mall. And that works very well. I mean, they make more money that night, but it's different from Black Friday because it's not just based on price. It's based on creativity and
that's
availability.
What you just said, not based on price. That's one of the most important perspectives for a small business to have right now, is that there are people out there who are looking for something other than price. They're looking for an experience. They're looking for a certain product, a certain customization. They're looking for people. They're looking to not walk a half a mile to get to the front door. They're looking for a lot of... There are people out there who are valuing that experience and the value and the values of the business and the time that they save. They're valuing that more than some discount. And when small business owners realize that all they have to do is find those people, that's how they'll be successful, isn't it?
It is, and there's enough of those people around that you can make a very nice living.
Right. That's exactly right. And get the profit margin that you need.
Right, because small business owners can never compete with the big stores.
That's right.
As far as margins. So if you just accept that fact and you do events rather than just discounting price, that's still going to bring people in. And especially if you get people several together working together, you're going to find that it works very, very well.
Absolutely. And so come up with a campaign, folks. You know, maybe this year, you know, it's already Black Friday. Maybe this year's a little bit late to have a Black Friday campaign, but you can be thinking about next year. Tom, I know people who send me Thanksgiving cards because they don't want to get lost in the Christmas card thing.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah, so maybe you need to take that strategy, folks. And next year, have a pre-Black Friday. Hey, folks, you know, you don't have to fight the lines. Come, you know, what do you need on Tuesday before? And let us help you with that so you don't have to fight with this. But if you're like Tom's wife and you like it, then, you know, go enjoy Black Friday. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Tom Anastasi is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.